A year ago, 25 members of the New York Catholic Worker marched to the Guantanamo Bay prison camp to demand that it be shut down. Matt D'Aloisio was one of them.
When Guantanamo opened, we were told it's for the worst of the worst, the people that are going to be sent there. But what we know now is that from the Department of Defense's own stats, only 8% of those in Guantanamo are characterized as Al-Qaeda fighters. Only 5% of the people there were captured by the United States. 95% of the people in Guantanamo were captured by Afghanistan, Pakistan, and turned over, many for a bounty. It's quite likely that 90% of these people did nothing, and they've been there for 5 years.
For Carmen Trotta, abolishing torture is not a question of definition, but primarily a moral imperative.
The central icon of the Catholic faith is of a man we say was a god who was subject to torture, capitally punished by the state on very flimsy evidence. And it seems that we have not meditated nearly enough on what that might mean, and we need desperately to be forgiven by the people of Iraq, by the prisoners at Guantanamo.
But Carmen Trotta is also aware of the political expediency behind torture.
Torture is actually rarely used to get good intelligence. Torture is more commonly used to fabricate intelligence, to get people to say whatever it is you want them to say. And so they did get this gentleman, Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi, to say that Iraq had trained al-Qaeda members in the use of chemical weapons and in the making of bombs. In his October 7th speech 2002, George Bush used this as evidence that there was a connection between Iraq and al-Qaeda.
The sanctioned brutality now practiced by U.S. forces does not only dehumanize their victims. A month ago, a Freedom of Information Act request revealed that Private Alyssa Peterson, an Arabic-speaking translator and the third American woman to die in Iraq, had actually committed suicide over her objections to interrogation methods. Sam Provence, a former staff sergeant at Abu Ghraib, was so shocked by what he saw that he could no longer stay silent. He shared his experience on the telephone.
A lot of people don't realize that when we adopt such measures, it doesn't just affect the abused, but it's an abuse to the abuser. Because imagine the psychological effect that it has on somebody when they're having to carry out these things, especially when they feel that by doing these kinds of things to people, that it is something that is right when it is wrong. And deep down, they know it's wrong.
And after 5 years, only 10 men in Guantanamo have been charged with non-capital crimes, while 45 have died in suspected homicides. Joshua Dambo is an attorney for two of the detainees.
Rumsfeld said leaflets are dropping in Afghanistan like snowflakes during a blizzard. Well, here's an example of one, which says, you can receive millions of dollars for helping the anti-Taliban force catch Al-Qaeda and Taliban murderers. This is enough money to take care of your family, your village, your tribe for the rest of your life. I mean, what kind of fair trial can you have if the person who is accusing you doesn't even get called to the stand? It can't be tested as to their credibility during cross-examination. And this is really the issue at heart of all the fights going on in Congress and the president. The real reason they want these special rules is they do not know who turned in my client, and they do not know who turned in 300-some-odd people claiming that they're Al-Qaeda and Taliban.
An international day of protest to shut down the Guantanamo Interrogation Center will be held on January 11, 2007. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynn in Montclair, New Jersey.